I'm Steve Harrison. Vice President Kamala Harris would not have only been the first woman elected president. She would have been the first person of South Asian descent. She lost, of course, but President-elect Donald Trump has nominated an unprecedented number of Indian Americans for high-profile positions in his administration. Kamala Harris's mother was born in the city of Chennai.
So my mother was 19 when she crossed the world alone, traveling from India to California with an unshakable dream to be the scientist who would cure breast cancer.
Indian Americans might be expected to be devastated by her loss, but they're still poised to have more influence than in any previous administration under President-elect Donald Trump. Trump has nominated Kash Patel to lead the FBI and Jay Bhattacharya over the National Institutes of Health. Vivek Ramaswamy will co-lead the new Department of Government Efficiency. Trump picked Harmeet Dhillon to lead the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. And, of course, Usha Vance will be second lady.
That might come as a surprise to a lot of people because Indian Americans tend to be Democrat.
That's Karthik Ramakrishnan, a researcher at UC Berkeley. He says that's based on polls of how they vote and
people who've run for office and won elected office, including members of Congress, or if you look at political contributions. You know, it's pretty heavy tilt towards the Democratic Party.
But despite that tilt, Trump has embraced and courted Indian Americans. That performance was from a massive rally in Houston, Texas in 2019, where Trump shared the stage with India's conservative and controversial Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The event was nicknamed Howdy Modi.
Prime Minister Modi, I look forward to working with you to make our nations even more prosperous than ever before.
In Trump's first term, he nominated more mainstream Indian American Republicans, like Nikki Haley as UN ambassador and Ajit Pai to lead the FCC. In his sequel, he's tapping Indian Americans who've made their names as disruptors or fierce defenders of him. Dhillon opposed the Patriot Act after 9/11. After Trump lost the 2020 election, she floated the idea of the U.S. Supreme Court to, quote, step in and do something. And Patel has echoed Trump's calls for retribution against political opponents and journalists, like he did in this appearance on Steve Bannon's podcast last year.
Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out.
Ivanka Modi immigrated to the U.S. in the late 90s and moved to Charlotte in 2008 as part of a wave of South Asians coming for tech jobs in the city's banks. That influx has made Indian Americans the second largest group of foreign-born residents in the state after those born in Mexico. She was disappointed Harris didn't win, but she's Googled Usha Vance and Trump's Indian American nominees.
And then I look at Vivek Ramaswamy and I look at his family, and it's the typical traditional educated combination with the tradition. And I feel like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, they're just doing this to win votes and they'll actually do something good.
She's cautiously optimistic.
I think some of the appointments he's made of Indians, it makes me maybe hope and think that he's not, racist as he's projected to be.
Shan Shamugathan grew up near where Harris's mom was born in southern India. He also donated to her campaign when she ran for California Attorney General 14 years ago. But he voted three times for Trump, saying the president-elect can be a buffoon, but is more right than he is wrong. He likes Trump's picks, especially Bhattacharya to lead NIH.
And Jay Bhattacharya, he was not an ordinary guy. He's a Stanford professor, right?
During COVID, Bhattacharya was part of a small minority who advocated for focusing on protecting high-risk people instead of trying to contain the virus.
That's a mark of courage, right? Especially saying the unpopular opinion is the most difficult thing to do.
The Asian American voter survey found 77% of Indian Americans said they voted for Hillary Clinton 8 years ago. It found in September that 69% planned to vote for Harris. Amit Mehra, who arrived in Charlotte 25 years ago, says the shift to the GOP is mostly from younger Indian Americans born in the U.S.
Because if I look at my, uncles and aunts that live here, they're staunch Democrats, 100%, right? But then there are younger people that I talk to that I can see them leaning right more.
Former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal in 2008 was one of the first prominent conservative Indian-American politicians. Like Nikki Haley, he anglicized his name and became a Christian. But many Indian-Americans today, both Republicans and Democrats, are embracing their heritage, says Pomona political science professor Sarah Sadwani, who studies Asian-American voting.
Certainly Vivek Ramaswamy falls into that category. He talked about what it meant to him to be a Hindu, which is much, much different from Bobby Jindal, from Nikki Haley.
Perhaps no conservative Indian American has embraced their faith more than Dylan, Trump's pick to lead the civil rights division at DOJ. She gave a Sikh prayer at the Republican National Convention this summer.
To show respect, we cover our heads when we pray.
She had a scarf that was across her shoulder and then gently wrapped it over her head.
Tu thakar tum payar das jiyo pind sab teri ras tum mat pita.
She then recited it in English, saying she was giving thanks to her one true God for creating an America as a unique haven on this earth where all people are free to worship according to their faith. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.